We do this every month, Your Home by Design, thanks to Deirdre Interiors. Deirdre Remptema in the house. Deirdre, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us today.
Good that you are here. We're going to talk about color in our home. Yay, because Deb DeGraff is here. DeGraff Interiors, doing great things in our community. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Deb. Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Good. Let's give you the opportunity to give us a 101. Who are you?
Well, I'm Deb DeGraff, and I own DeGraff Interiors with my brother Dean, and we have four locations around West Michigan. We do everything from tile, countertops, ceramic tile, window coverings, helping those out. We do a lot of commercial business, so a lot of the cranes around downtown right now, we're participating in those too, which is pretty awesome.
You're busy.
We're very busy.
That's a good thing. Deirdre, thank you for being here. On behalf of you, Deirdre Interiors, where you come into the house and get her right?
That's right. We help people feel like their homes are where they want to come to at the end of the day, for sure.
Why is that important?
Oh, it's important for our mental, physical, emotional health. It's important for how we interact with our community, bringing people into our home, entertaining, organization, lifestyle, kids. All of it happens in the home, right?
Right.
Yeah.
How to use color in our home. Discover our personal approach. Set my topic up, Deirdre.
Sure. So it's spring, and Shelley, you're wearing like the perfect color for this talk today.
I
love your jacket.
Did that on purpose.
It's perfect. So we're kind of coming out of, starting to come out of the darkness of winter. You know, we have had our time change here in West Michigan, and I think people are ready to start exploring lighter, brighter colors for the season, and especially, you know, that kind of starts with our clothes. You know, we start looking in our closet like, oh, I'm in the mood to wear something brighter and more fun, and so it extends to our home after that, right?
Yeah, I almost wore the black jacket, but I'm like, no, purposely, let's brighten it up. So using color differently in our homes, I'll start with you, Deirdre. I mean, how do we know what looks best when it comes to this choice?
I know. So when I'm working with clients, I typically find that people gravitate towards a couple of different ways of using color. So there's the camp out there that wants to have most of their flooring, their cabinetry, their countertops kind of in neutrals. So either different shades of gray or taupe or different whites. And then they want to bring in artwork and pillows and, you know, some furniture pieces to sort of bring in the color. Then the second camp are the people who they want to infuse more color into their architectural elements. So they might choose like a deep blue subway tile, or they might do their kitchen cabinets in a light green color. But they love this. They love color so much. They want to see it in sort of the harder surfaces in the home. And then the other pieces might be a little bit more neutral or carry along those same colors. So,
cool. Deb, again, your expertise in flooring products, color trends for your industry. If we like to use neutrals in our carpet and tile choices, what are some of the trends you are seeing for this area?
One of the things that I think people like to be safe a little bit, and I'm just kind of agreeing with what Deirdre said here a little bit too, but I think one thing that allows them to be safe but yet a little bit adventurous is patterns and texture. I think that patterns and texture allow you to keep some of all the neutral colors, but again, introduce something that gives a little bit of punch and a little bit of personality to your home. So we're seeing a lot of patterns and textures and kind of playing on your senses. People want something with texture under their feet, or they want something with pattern that just stimulates your eye. And so what typically we try to help people with, and we don't do anything so much with furniture, we rely on the experts like Deirdre for that, is, you know, if they have a pattern in their couch, we try to stay away from pattern on the floor. You don't want too much conflicting there. But if they've got a solid color sofa, then, or couch or love seat or whatever, we can have a lot of fun with the floor.
Yeah, I'm finding the same thing. I'm loving a lot of, like, especially the tiles. There's some really great patterns in tile now, more than I think ever before. And a lot of those can come in neutrals. So you can use color in other ways, but it looks beautiful. It really makes a really great design statement. And then also, it's great for busy families because it's going to hide dirt a little bit easier.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Kids, pets, everything helps hide all of that.
Yeah.
You mentioned the neutrals. How long do trends last long in neutrals? Is gray still going strong, Deirdre?
So I think gray is still going strong. Gray has been popular for, I don't know, Deb, do you think probably about 10 years now?
I would say it's going on that probably.
Going on 10 years. You know, so yeah. We were in sort of the warmer neutrals, so brown, like chocolate browns, tans that were very popular, you know, up until probably 2008 or so. And then if things really started shifting to the cooler tones. Mm-hmm. I would say in some of the bigger shelter magazines and New York and Los Angeles, I am seeing things like warming up a little bit, some cognate colors and those warmer leather tones. Yep. But I would say through and through, gray isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, and if anything, it's like a grayish now a little bit. We're seeing a lot of gray, but introducing of the brown tone to, again, kind of warm it up. But the gray is still very prevalent.
It is. It is. And it's getting maybe a little bit lighter, too. In some of our interiors we've seen over the last few years, we had the dark gray walls and the deep gray sofa and even the dark gray where everything was sort of all that one. But I think it's lightening up.
I agree.
And diversifying. There's a mix of tan and gray and white and all of that together for our neutrals.
Would there be trends in vibrant, let's just say, color for flooring? Should I be should I be thinking resale with every decision I make, Deb?
You know, when customers come into our store, we try to quantify what's your overall plan for your home. I mean, is this your dream home? Is this is where your end home is going to be, or are you just thinking this is a 2 to 5 year plan and we're going to move on to something else? And I trying to keep resale in mind, but not make it the dominating decision maker, because, you know, as Deidre said, we go to our home as a place of just comfort and relaxation, and you want it to be what you want it to be for you. And so I try to, when I work with clients, I try to tell them, you know, don't be afraid to use a blue or a shade of blue in your carpet. Maybe don't run it throughout your whole home, but that den or a runner on the stairs or your master suite or something like that. Because if every time you go in there, you're going to feel, God, I wish I would have done that blue and not played it safe, then go for the blue. You know, go for it. Or whatever color it is that, you know, blows your hair back. So,
yes. Right.
What's your color?
Well, I have to say blue. I'm kind of a go blue kind of girl. Uh-huh. So,
what's the trickiest part for most people when pulling together color in the home?
It's funny. I think, you know, all of us, I see a lot of clients wanting to add color. But where they really get, I think people tend to stumble is in pulling together the neutrals. So it's, you know, you can have five different neutrals out in front of you, a gray, a tan, a cream. Mm-hmm. And some people will think, well, they're just all the same. It's just a light neutral and I can just add it and it'll be fine. But every color has an undertone. So when you put colors next to each other, that tan is going to look green. That gray is going to look purple. The white might look yellow. So if you have, like, say you're remodeling and you have existing tile that you're trying to work with, that tile next to a certain paint color could end up looking purple, even though it's actually gray.
Neutrals can be dangerous sometimes.
Neutrals are the most dangerous. And I find when you walk into a home and the neutrals haven't been well matched, it creates sort of an uneasy feeling,
I agree.
What do you think, Deb?
I agree. Yeah. I mean, we've seen that before. Because people think it's neutral, it's going to work. And it's amazing how many 50 shades of white there is.
Yeah.
That the whites can all of a sudden be pink all the way to, God, that looks almost blue or grayish blue. And it's just all what you put with it, for sure. Yeah.
Sometimes you have to tell your client the truth, don't you?
Yes.
Are there hot colors for spring?
Oh, hot colors for spring. Well, definitely, I know we talked at the end of last year, Shelley, about ultraviolet.
Yes.
And that being the Pantone color of the year. And I am seeing that come through. You know, sometimes we make these color predictions and it's just a splash in the pan. But I am starting to see more artists incorporate it in their art and in, you know, fashion interiors. So purple, that kind of rebellious color, I am seeing more and more of that. And always blue. I mean, blue is always popular.
I think because it's looked at as almost a neutral, because it's in nature, it's outside, there's a lot of blue. And so I think, again, that just us wanting to feel organic or natural. That mm-hmm. I think falls, you know, water, ocean, sky. It just blends nicely.
Right, right. Yeah.
All right. How do we find out more about Deb DeGraff and DeGraff Interiors?
I think the easiest way to find us, everybody lives on their phones or computers these days, whether we like it or not. So we have a very active Facebook page, and we also have a website, DeGraffInteriors.com, that gives all our locations and everything that we do. And we have a huge event tomorrow night, a fundraiser here in town mm-hmm. for Gilda's Club at our mm-hmm. Hudsonville location. And, of course, that's what our Facebook push is right now. So
what's the event?
Well, it's for Gilda's Club. It's called Ladies Pink Night Out. We're selling tickets $15 a piece. And everybody that buys a ticket, we're only selling 100 of them, is registered to win pink tickets. She's coming to town on Sunday. Oh, yeah. mm-hmm. And my daughter tells me that's a big deal. So it's a big deal. And then we have many other prizes, too. But our biggest focus is just raising the money for Gilda's Club, and whatever we raise, DeGraff is going to match for that. So I'm really excited about that.
That's awesome. Involved in the community. Deidre Remtema, your final word.
So connect with us on Instagram. That's a little more of the behind-the-scenes Instagram and Instagram stories. And then Deidre Interiors has a blog where we like to share tips, design advice, projects that we're working on. So that's a fun way to connect, too.
All right, we do this on a monthly basis today, how you to use color in your home or your home by design. Deidre Remtema, Deb DeGraff, thank you.